This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
AB had an eventful night last night. Your friend got engaged, right?
One of my best friends got engaged, and she had no idea it was happening.
Good.
Awesome. How do you have no idea it's happening? So explain the story behind this engagement.
Her entire family had her convinced it was happening December 22nd.
Okay.
And she had talked to her like boyfriend too, being like, my mom's being so obvious about getting my nails done and doing all this for December 22nd. And he was like, okay, yeah, it's happening then.
So he told her.
So she
knew she was
going to
get engaged soon. But
yes.
She just didn't know the day of it. Okay.
Yes, but they went to the art museum because he had never been. He didn't grow up here. And she did not know he was proposing until he started getting down on a knee. And
oh,
she
wow.
was like, wait, really? And he was like, yes. And then she got so excited.
So they had went to the art museum, just the two of them. And mm-hmm. you guys were all hidden. A bunch of people were there. She hadn't seen you guys. So it was just the two of you?
We were at a restaurant.
I was going to say, I didn't think you were there.
So the photographer actually hid his camera behind a book. So it looked like he was just like reading on Art Hill.
Okay.
And then when he started getting down on a knee, he like popped out with his camera and stuff. And then they like took some pictures and stuff while we were kind of setting up at the restaurant. And then there was probably like 25 of us at the restaurant.
The men at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Cool. Good for
that
her.
Cool.
I know.
Yeah.
Was she just blown away?
She was just so completely surprised.
Can you turn your location back on?
I forgot I turned it off.
Was she... was he happy with it? Like, that's how he wanted it?
Yes.
That's how he saw it?
Yes. He was like, that could not have gone better.
Good.
And he was so relieved that it was over.
Although your friend got engaged yesterday, and we know you were excited for that, made it a busy night. Did you have a chance to watch Dancing with the Stars? Because at 4 a.m. this morning, Hannah texted me. She said, hey, Dancing with the Stars handed out their mirror ball, but AB hates spoilers, and I'm going to cover it in the Hollywood hashtag. Maybe I should just not tell people who won Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. And
do you know?
Greatly appreciated, Hannah.
That is crazy.
Why I love you.
Yeah. We will report the winner of Dancing with the Stars.
My whole family.
If I knew who it was, I would say it.
We did get to watch the finale last night.
So you guys did the whole engagement party thing, then went home and watched Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, the engagement party started at 4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, it was perfect timing
that's
for us to be able to watch
Kevin's kind
the
of engagement party.
Exactly.
Hey, knock
right,
this
yeah.
thing out
yeah.
early.
Exactly. And, you know, the best part about it, too, is, you know, they're all going to avoid anything about, when are you going to propose at the Thanksgiving dinners?
Yes.
You know, now it's like, up.
And Christmas.
Ah, yeah.
Smart guy.
Smart guy all around.
Christmas was a big deal for me. I, like, love Christmas. And so I wanted to propose around Christmas, but I didn't want to be like cliche, like Christmas morning, this is your gift. I wanted it to be still about Christmas. So I proposed like three or four days before Christmas. And it's because I wanted to propose at our old high school. So I needed the kids to break first winter break so I can get in and not just like propose in the middle of the hallway when all these kids are just passing between class. And, but one of the things that popped in my head was that I didn't want to answer because Katie and I had been together for like 8 years at that point. When are you guys going to get proposed? Mm-hmm. Are you going to get married? So sometimes you do think about that. Like,
mm-hmm.
don't ask that question at the holidays. I got a ring now. We're covered.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So Michael Pickup, and that's his real name, actually tracked down someone who saved his life 56 years ago.
Whoa.
So 18-year-old Brian Lavery was driving near the coast of Nova Scotia when he saw 2-year-old Michael floating face down in freezing cold water. Remember, that's 56 years ago. So Brian ran and he pulled him out. Well, they never connected. He was 2.
He just pulled him out, saved him, and moved on with his life like a hero would? Yeah.
Michael was 2. But recently, Michael came across an old news article about all this story. And it triggered him and he goes, you know what? I never said thank you. I never got an actual chance to say thank you to Brian. Brian is still alive, so Michael tracked down Brian to thank him in person. He said the article hit him so hard that he remembered he wouldn't be here if Brian hadn't been there for him.
Holy cow. The fact that he tracked him down in person, too, like not just like a Facebook message either, like a face-to-face thank you. That's huge.
Because sometimes you feel like, oh, I missed that opportunity to say thank you. And it just really goes to show you that it's always appreciated. Whenever you say it, it's never too late. It's never too awkward. Because there's nothing more awkward. It's like, hey, remember 56 years ago?
Yeah, when you saved my life.
Yeah, yeah. But that's awesome. And I'm sure the guy loved it. What a cool, special moment. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org. And we want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the Brett Maga Show.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show as we get ready for tomorrow to be Thanksgiving, which is crazy.
Yeah. Whoa.
I know, it just feels like, wow. We've been having different side dishes because turkey's, you know, not really the star. It's all about the side dishes when it comes to Thanksgiving. Mashed potatoes has continued to dominate. So let's put it against dessert.
Mm.
Ooh.
Mashed potatoes versus the dessert table.
You know, this really isn't a hard one for me. I've stuck with it since Monday. I'm sticking mashed potatoes.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You see pie, you see cookies, you see something delicious just sitting there. You're going to grab a spoonful of potatoes?
I think I'd pass
potatoes
on it anyway. I'm just not a big dessert girl.
You aren't, actually. That's actually not a lie, but that's ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, the problem with a dessert table is you forget it's there. Yeah. So you got to make sure you remember it's there before you
eat. You don't
ever
forget about the mashed potatoes.
That's so you would regret it. If you were sitting there and you go, oh, I'm full on mashed potatoes, you would be like, damn, I wish I left room for dessert. So dessert for the win.
I know. I agree. I got to go with dessert.
Kevin was on camp mashed potatoes and then
I'm not I'm not on that camp. I'm saying that's the problem with dessert. You forget the tables.
And then he's upset that he wasted it on potatoes.
But you get the homemade pumpkin pie. Yeah. You get the homemade pecan pie. Yeah. You get the chocolate fluff, the pudding thing. And the,
whatever it is, man. I want it all.
Yes.
I'm fine with filling up on the mashed potatoes and turkey and all that. I don't eat that much dessert either.
I mean, you eat like a Snickers bar for breakfast every day.
Yeah, but that's different.
That's breakfast. That's not dessert. Right. That's that's a real breakfast. What are you talking about?
The polls are open.
All right, Felicia, how you feeling today?
Oh, I feel good.
I like that energy. I feel like Felicia's feeling a win, Hannah.
Yes. All right. I'm feeling a win, too.
Hannah versus Felicia, the showdown we've all been waiting for, bigger than any Thanksgiving Day football game. Hannah's going to leave the room. I'm going to ask 5 pop cultures questions to Felicia. I'll ask Hannah the same ones. And when Hannah's out of the room, she will not be able to hear the answers. Felicia's going to give us all the correct answers, all 5 of them. I feel it. All right, she's out. Let's get going. I've been asking you a lot of questions about Wicked and who plays the original cast members. Who plays the original Elphaba in Wicked on Broadway?
Oh. Okay, I'm phoning a friend.
I like it. Who do you want to go to since it's a Broadway show?
Kevin.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know, I can give you the John Travolta answer or I can give you the real name.
That's funny.
It's either Adele Dazeem or Idina Menzel.
We'll count it. Idina Menzel also was in Frozen too, as well.
Yeah,
I knew that. Yep.
Who does the? I got one.
Who? Yep, you got one. Who does the Rock play in Moana 2, and also in Moana 1?
Oh, you gave me the hard one.
The Rock is the hard one. Do you know who plays Moana?
No.
All right. Name.
With the grandkids, but no.
Name someone performing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. You could also use the same answer as answer number 1 if you remember.
Idina Menzel.
Yes, she is performing at the Thanksgiving
Way
Day.
To go.
All right. Jelly Roll released a new song for Sonic 3. What type of animal is Sonic?
Oh, is he that little hedgehog?
Yes, he's a hedgehog.
Nice job.
And then Simone Biles' husband plays for what football team that will also be playing on Thanksgiving Day?
Is it Green Bay?
Good guess. He used to play for Green Bay, but he plays for the Chicago Bears. So 3 out of 5. Let's see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in 1 song, okay?
No worries.
Hannah's homeschool.
We got Hannah entering back into the room, so everyone all the gossip we were spreading about her. Felicia got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Felicia, how'd you feel like you did?
Mediocre.
She got a 3 out of 5.
That makes me feel good.
She did phone a friend, Kevin. And a Broadway
it's
question.
Always Kevin.
Yeah, and a Broadway question.
That should be AB.
I know. Yeah. But you can get no phone of friends. It's all you solo. Got to get at least 3 out of 5. Tie goes towards Hannah. These are the same questions I just got done asking Felicia. Let's see how Hannah does. We've been locked in on Wicked. Who plays the original Elphaba?
Phone a friend?
No. Need an answer.
I don't know.
Give me an answer, anyone.
Judy Garland, again.
No.
No.
Who did you tell her? Who did you answer for Felicia, Kevin?
Idina Menzel.
Yeah.
Oh, her.
Yep.
Do you ever heard of Frozen?
Yeah, I know her from Frozen.
Oh, yeah. That's what, okay, good. So you like Disney questions. I got another Disney question coming your way.
Okay.
Who does The Rock play in Moana 2? You wanted Disney.
He's like the main guy with the tattoo on his arm, the long curly brown hair. I'm trying to think of his name.
3, 2. Then you can't miss from the rest of the way.
Yeah.
0 for 2.
Wow, it's a
Maui.
Sound of an island.
Sound of
Maui.
Yeah.
I was thinking Owie.
Oh, yeah? All right. We're in the game, Felicia. We could get it here. All right. She's got to go 3 for 3. This is a story you covered on the Hollywood Hashtag. Name someone, just one person, playing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. There is a huge list of people. Just name one of them. Are you really going to go 0 for 3?
The Jonas Brothers?
No!
What?
No!
What am I doing?
Idina Menzel would have also
Jeff
been an
Marone?
Answer.
Exactly.
No! Jennifer Hudson, yeah. Kylie Minogue, T-Pain, Idina Menzel, Jimmy Fallon, The Roots, Dan and Shay.
I did, in fact, cover that story.
Yeah, there's a lot of people you could have said. All right, you're 0 for 3. That means... it doesn't even matter. Felicia's gotten the win. Congrats.
No way.
What were the
best
other ones?
Yes, right. Jelly Roll released a new song for Sonic 3. What type of animal is Sonic?
A hedgehog.
We got one.
Woo!
And then Simone Biles' husband plays for what football team that will be playing on Thanksgiving Day?
Packers.
That's what Felicia said too. And no, Felicia, tell her who he plays for.
The Chicago Bears.
That was so hard.
1 out of 5. Hannah, you're embarrassing us. Felicia, you get to hear these great, great words. Go ahead, Hannah.
What the hell? That's 2 days in a row. This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Felicia.
Hannah's on Thanksgiving break. She's already eating turkey and mashed potatoes.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so these are all the trending stories you can bring up at Thanksgiving dinner. Be like, oh, I heard about this on the Brett Maga Show. Did you hear about this story? These are internet stories that people are talking about that's trending. I'll read off the headline, and then Hannah tells me which one I need to tell you more details on. We'll cover everything in 2 minutes because this is pretty much your entire Thanksgiving dinner conversation in the next 2 minutes.
Here we go.
Like, how much does Thanksgiving dinner cost?
Oh, how much?
All right, there is this crazy story floating around, and it's almost offensive. The American Farm Bureau claims the basic Thanksgiving dinner for 10 people should cost $58 this year. They are lying.
What?
Have they ever been to a grocery store?
Right. What are those farmers on?
That is a lie. The poll of the average American said they're spending more like $170. But another poll found, like, when you factor everything, like drinks and decor and just getting everything ready,
it's usually like
$361 to host Thanksgiving.
Wow, yeah.
And I still feel like that's like, my wife and I are going to host Christmas, and we were talking about setting a budget for it, and it was like in the 300-400s. Mm-hmm. We're having a small get-together. Hotel hack. The best place to put your luggage is in...
where?
The bathroom.
What?
According to an exterminator, said the best place to leave your luggage in the hotel room is in the bathroom. Said there are tons of bed bugs on many hotel rooms, and they said you might as well just unpack there, get ready in there, just in case anything happens, it won't get on your clothes, it doesn't create more problems.
Okay, that's just disgusting.
Yeah, who just prepares their whole life for bed bugs?
Right.
Like, if you imagine you split a hotel with somebody, they're like, oh, let me put my luggage over there. There's probably bed bugs on this bed right now.
Yeah, let me sleep in it, though.
Chief Star saves a kid's life.
Keep moving.
All right. The world's first liquor store, Wedding Chapel.
Yeah, that sounds needed.
Open up in New Orleans, where there's a Wedding Chapel liquor store where you literally can go inside, pick up whatever kind of booze you want. It's a grab-and-go liquor store. It's not like a bar or anything like that, where you just go and grab a case of beer, and while you're there, you're like, you know what, should we get married? And then for $500, you can grab a marriage license and get married right then and there.
I'm all for it.
Okay. Team in Switzerland may have finally answered the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Guess we'll never know.
I know. Keep it moving. We'll never know.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Got to give you the Mega Mind question of the day. Today is the busiest travel day of the year. Mm. A lot of people have Thanksgiving and Black Friday off, so they go and visit some friends and family. More than 41% of travelers want to ban this. What is the most annoying thing when traveling?
Clearly, my brain is all fizzled today after that homeschool score. I'm going to say, like, assigned seating in planes. People want to get rid of it and have open seating.
Just like Southwest all the time? Didn't Southwest say they're going to get rid of the...
Yeah, Southwest is changing.
They're changing. They're getting out of that game.
Well, people want the open seating.
All right.
Speaking of seating, I don't think they want children seating by them, so I think they want to ban kids.
Fair.
That's crazy.
I'm going to say ban bringing your own food on.
All right. All did, like, airplane. Could have been car travel. Mm-hmm. You know, things like that. But, 41% of travelers on a ban. This is still up for grabs. No one got it.
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. On the biggest travel day of the year, more than 41% of travelers want to ban this. What do they want to ban when it comes to traveling?
Neil says that people want to ban using cell phones on planes. Like entirely, not just airplane mode or whatever.
No, you gotta have the cell phone so I can watch Gladiator over your shoulder.
I was like, Kevin Raw Dogged it, but he didn't because he watched it over other people's shoulders. Yeah.
Teacher Suzanne says paying for alcohol.
Mm.
Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say lines. They're tired of lines. Heather says reclining airplane seats.
That's it. I used to recline my chair every single time, then I kept reading this, and so now I'm all self-conscious about it. I don't recline anymore because
known you could.
You always could.
Like, you don't know that you can recline your airplane?
Never. I never have done that.
There's a little button you push and then you can go back.
Really?
Hannah, welcome to the world.
No, I've never heard of that.
But apparently it's really rude.
Like, on my Southwest or Frontier flight that I go on, I can lean back.
You can't do it on Frontier. Frontier and Spirit, they don't recline. So maybe that's why, but Southwest you can. I can't believe we just blew Hannah's mind. Yeah. Chairs recline.
Wow.
Well, sorry. Next time I fly, I'm doing that. I want to test it out.
This is the thing called a pen. It writes on paper.
Sorry, you guys know I'm not some, like, influenced world traveler like AB.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's do something that everyone's going to do for Thanksgiving, and that is argue amongst themselves.
Love arguing.
Everyone's going to have a little argument with their family. So let's play the agree or disagree game. I will make a statement of, some of these are about Thanksgiving, a bold statement, if you will, and then you either tell me you agree or disagree, and let's have some disagreements. Let's air it out Thanksgiving style here on the Brett Maga Show while we're commercial free. First one is, turkey is overrated. When it comes to Thanksgiving dinner, turkey is overrated.
I disagree.
I disagree, too.
We are split. AB and Kevin both disagree. Hannah and I both agree.
Agree. Ham is where it's at. Contact Honey Baked Ham. Get your ham.
I love a good turkey, but I don't think it's overrated because my grandma the past 3 years has forgotten to make a turkey, and she's just doing pork now.
That sounds way better. Ooh. It's juicy.
No.
It's delicious.
No. So I just
flavor.
I really want the turkey.
Dry. It has no flavor. It
smells
not if
weird.
You do it right.
Yeah, right. If you do it right, you get some gravy with it too. You're missing out. You guys are missing out.
Football is the best part of Thanksgiving.
Are you kidding me?
Agree.
Agree. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
I disagree because it's always, one of the teams always is a blowout.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, I mean, that's the problem.
Kevin breaking it down.
Right.
My favorite part is the nap after you eat.
Okay, that's what I have. Napping on Thanksgiving is a must.
Agree.
The only thing I think we could all agree on.
Agree. Best nap ever. Carb overload.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is lame.
Ooh. Disagree. Depends on the year and who's performing.
I know. I go back and forth with this.
Don't care if there's not a single performer. I am going to be
disagree.
That.
There's something special about the energy that makes it really exciting. But there are times when I'm like it's still on in the background. I'm like, this thing is still going on. What are they doing? Like, parades in general are lame. Like, you just watch people on a float.
Right. I would agree.
But
stop.
There's something cool about it being on in the background. But I can't sit there and watch it for three. It's 3.5 hours.
Right. I like the new balloons. I like when they have somebody I haven't seen before as a balloon.
I like the Broadway performances.
So
right.
I make everybody in the house sit down and watch it. If people get on their phone, I get mad.
Pumpkin pie is weird.
Agree.
Disagree.
Disagree.
Pumpkin pie is awesome.
We're split again on this.
I can have like 2 bites of it, but that's about it.
I would say I couldn't eat like a lot of it, but it's still delicious.
It's
like
mush.
But some mush is always good. I like a little mush in the mouth. What happened? Reality TV is a waste of time. Let's move on from some Thanksgiving. Disagree.
Disagree. Are you kidding?
Agree.
I'm going to say agree.
Wow, we're split on this. But AB and I like different reality TV. Like, what are the reality TV shows you like?
Love is Blind.
Yeah. I don't like any of the, like, love shows. Like, Bachelor, Love is Blind, like, Love Island.
That was definitely a waste of my time. I'm done
with, like, The Challenge, Survivor, Amazing Race, Top Chef, like, the reality competition shows. Those ones are so good. Hannah and Kevin, they want the drama.
I want Grey's Anatomy.
Exactly.
People who don't use turn signals are the worst.
Disagree.
Split again.
That's right.
You want me to rear end you?
I do think it's annoying, but like people always get so mad.
People forget.
Hannah forgets. But I always think like people are like, oh my God, this person didn't use a turning signal. And then like you just keep driving. Like, why are you freaking out? They just didn't use a turning signal.
I hate that. And you know what? I have to say this too. I agree that people who call turn signals indicators are the greatest people in the world.
Is that what you do? You call them indicators?
I call them indicators because you're indicating where you're turning.
Oh my goodness, Kevin.
Let's do one more that's dating related. Online dating is the new normal.
Oh, absolutely agree.
I mean, I agree it is, but like I don't like it.
Yeah, I think it's weird. So I said disagree.
I mean,
Brett, you haven't dated since like the 70s. Yeah.
Back in my day, this is how we found a good relationship. Guys, we only agreed on one thing. Napping post-Thanksgiving meal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Napping, the thing that brings the country together. Whoever runs for president should just do that. Naps. Make America nap again. Speaking of Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, what celebrities, if you could invite any celebrity over to your table on Thanksgiving and say, come over, have some pumpkin pie, watch some football, carve the turkey for me. Who's going to be sitting at your Thanksgiving dinner table? We'll each give 4 celebrities that we would put at our Thanksgiving dinner table. And then you can decide who has the best house. Whose house would you want to go to? Hannah, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about my little fake Thanksgiving.
Better than your real one?
Yeah, for sure. The first person I would definitely invite easily is Riley Green. I got to have eye candy.
Okay.
He's just nice to look at.
This is your celebrity crush.
Yeah, I'd just be blushing and everything.
But this is, I feel like, a big mistake already, right off the bat, not to criticize it. You don't want to have your crush, who you're trying to make moves on, come to Thanksgiving dinner where you want to wear stretchy pants and just pig out.
No, I'll be like, honey,
you're barely gonna.
You gotta eat before you go.
Then you have to eat before you go. And you're like, you're not gonna eat anything. And you'd be like, hi, Riley. I'm trying to be as looking good as be as thin as possible. I want to stuff myself.
Okay, next for bad comments come out. I would invite David Spade just so I have a sense of comedy. I think he's so funny.
Go back. Wait, stuff your face with what?
I'm not talking about stuffing face. Next, we're on to David Spade. I love a good
David
sense of
Spade. Okay,
he's so funny to me. Then I would invite Reba because she just seems like a good cook and like a mother figure. Mm. So someone needs to run the table. And then I would invite Jake Shane, the influencer, because I would need
that
like
makes sense.
I would need like a friend, and you know he'd always bring the tea and right. help me flirt with Riley Green.
I do think you need like the right combination of people, Kevin. Do you want to go?
That was the right combination of people. We got funny, we got a mom, we got a crush, and we got a friend.
I invited people that I know my family would enjoy.
Ooh, look at Kevin, considerate of everyone.
So the first person I invited for my lovely wife, Sarah, is Ryan Reynolds.
Wow. Now,
first off, he's Canadian, so he's already done Canadian Thanksgiving. That was in October. He's got time.
He's free.
He's free. He's available.
His schedule's wide open.
So he's going to be there, and Sarah's going to be happy, and that'll make me happy. All right. The second one is for my older brother, Paul. It's Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman.
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
that'd be a good one.
That way, my brother gets to actually go to Thanksgiving.
That's funny. My mother-in-law, because they were playing on Saturday when we did our pre-Thanksgiving, like just they were playing, and he's like, man, he is so dreamy.
He's a good-looking guy.
You have the best Thanksgiving. Yes. He is a good-looking dude.
He's a good-looking guy and a great
coach. Ryan Reynolds, and then you have
three stunners right there.
All right, and so this was a tough one because I was like, you know, who do I invite third? Do I invite Hugh Jackman?
Damn, Kev, you really have the best-looking Thanksgiving ever.
Or do I think of my daughter, Kennedy, and invite Tom Holland, Spider-Man?
Wow.
And you know what? Tom Holland won because Kennedy's my daughter and she loves Tom
Holland.
But
Hugh and Ryan would just run that table, which might be too much.
That might be too much.
All right.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. So finally, I thought of my son, Jackson. Who would Jackson love to have? Jackson's a lot like his father, so Dua Lipa.
I knew Dua Lipa was going to make the cut. Thank God.
She rounds out our foursome at Thanksgiving.
Seriously. You have to be at 9:10 to get to Kevin's Thanksgiving. They won't let you in the door, man, unless you're the best-looking people on the planet.
No kidding.
All right. We'll give you my list, because I do think you have to, well-round it out. You can't just have the best-looking people on the planet. And then we'll give you AB's list of a bunch of people you've never heard of before from Broadway right after Eminem. I'm going to make my Thanksgiving plate disappear tomorrow. That's what I'm going to do. Hannah, are you wiping your armpits right now?
Stop!
What is happening over there?
Why did you just call me out on the radio?
I didn't know what was happening. All of a sudden, you have like a tissue paper. And I'm like, what is going on?
I cannot stop laughing. I'm slap happy because I'm tired and I started excessively sweating. I had my Thanksgiving illness. I'm sick, and you call me out for sweating.
I start looking over at Hannah, and I see her just stuffing tissue. She was either stuffing her bra or wiping up her armpits, and I see her
probably
wiping her.
I think
the thought of Riley Green coming to your house really has got you
get
flustered.
All hot and bothered.
What is Hannah doing over there? Okay, so we're picking, and it was clearly made Hannah all hot and bothered. Well, who would be at our Thanksgiving dinner table if we could pick any celebrities we want? Four people to invite over to Thanksgiving dinner. Who would have the best Thanksgiving dinner? AP, does anyone know anyone on your list?
Yes, actually.
All right.
I think my list will surprise you.
All right.
If you put me in a room with a bunch of celebrities, I'm going to panic and I'm not going to speak.
Mm.
And so I literally can't have any of my crushes over for Thanksgiving.
That's not going to happen.
Who are your crushes?
One or two crushes that did not get an invite.
Ben Platt.
He's gay, so
who's
you
gay
can't
and
talk
married.
To him. Yeah. This is who you have trouble
gay
with
men.
Flirting with.
I mean, Shawn Mendes, Joshua Bassett.
Okay.
There's a million of them.
All right.
They're not coming over.
They both seem like quiet guys, too, so that might be an awkward Thanksgiving
dinner. Exactly. So the four I chose are friends. They're all friends.
Mm.
The last four finalists from Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I think that they're famous enough that it's cool, but it's not like they're like A-list celebrities.
Who are the finalists?
Joey from The Bachelor, the Olympians Steven and Ilona, and then Chandler.
Okay. We're going to cover in the Hollywood hashtag who the winner is and all that.
Yes.
Those are the four finalists of Dancing with the Stars, and that's who you'd have for Thanksgiving.
But I think they're all friends, and they can kind of carry the conversation, and then I can just, jump in.
Yeah,
I think you blew it. You could have had anyone at your Thanksgiving dinner choose
them. What the hell? That was not what I was expecting.
Well, their season is over. They will eat.
Yeah.
Kevin's list is too hot. AB's list is too weird. Hannah was close, but she made a couple of mistakes, I feel like. One, I don't think you want to have your celebrity crush at Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I do. You just want to feast. And so I chose people who all kind of well-rounded off. Like you said you wanted Reba because you wanted that motherly type. I'll kick it off. I chose Dolly.
Dolly, great call.
Okay, yeah, another good
call. I think Reba's good, but I think Dolly's funnier. So I want Dolly's sense of humor in the room. Speaking of people I want to hang out with and chill with, but not my celebrity crush, Kelly Clarkson, of course.
Yeah.
I thought she was your celebrity crush.
No,
yeah.
I just love...
You're going back on this?
No, I just love her.
Literally, every time you talk about Kelly Clarkson, you like foam at the mouth.
I love her. I want her to be her best friend, but I'm not trying to date her. Like, her and I, share our stories together. It's who I vent to my wife about, who I go and grab a beer with. Kelly Clarkson, I want to be my bestie. Like, literally could be my best friend.
All right. Wow.
That's why I did.
Plus, you need furniture. She's the spokesperson for Wayfair.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, maybe I need her. Yeah. I'm moving.
Ed Sheeran is the guy who I think is the good drinking buddy at Thanksgiving. Yeah. The guy who's like, oh, I brought over the beer. I'm hanging out with. Super friendly. Thinks he gets along with Kelly and Dolly really well. But then you need humor. I thought David Spade was a weird choice from Hannah, but I do think she's right that you need humor. But for Thanksgiving dinner, you need the uncle that's willing to call everyone out and talk ish about everyone else and spread gossip. I chose Charles Barkley. Oh. I feel like that dude is the guy who's calling everybody out at Thanksgiving and talking trash about everybody.
He mixes well with the rest of the group.
Charles? Oh, yeah. Charles is a good dude. I think he would mix well. I think those people, Kelly, Ed, and Dolly get along with everyone. Charles gets along with nobody, but he's like the uncle that like everyone has at the table.
Right.
Like, you don't get along with anyone, but everyone kind of likes him because he says what's everyone on everyone's mind. That's the perfect
thing. And he's the guy, too, if you keep him well fed, he's going to stick around.
Exactly, yes. Kevin. Mm-hmm. And he's going to love the food.
Right.
That's how you do it. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
We're going to talk about who was at AB's Thanksgiving dinner, all the finalists for the Dancing with the Stars. We're going to recap the final episode in 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Last night was the season finale of Dancing with the Stars, and although this was the 33rd season of the show, it by far was the most popular. Lots of people were hooked on it. I don't know if it's because of Disney Plus or TikTok or what it was, but I know AB was incredibly invested in this season.
Mm-hmm.
We all even, like, there was definitely viral moments of this season. We even tried that leg lift trend thing that Whitney did. So last night, 5 couples went in for the stiff competition for the mirror ball. And walking away in 5th place were Whitney and Danny. And I felt like this was a little robbed. If I was like making a sports bet or something on Dancing with the Stars, I would have put them at like 2nd or 3rd. I thought they were great. Obviously had great chemistry. I was shocked that they were in 5th. In 4th place was AB's fan favorite, Steven and Riley. Mm-hmm. Once again, they were at the top of my list. I was really surprised.
Steven is the Olympian, right?
Yeah. Pommel horse guy. 3rd place went to Chandler and Brandon. And then ultimately it was down to the Bachelorette star Joey and Jenna, and then Olympic rugby star Alana and Alan. And ultimately the mirror ball went to Jenna and Joey, and I'm really, really glad that they got it. Ultimately, I think they deserved it. I had my eye on them ever since the beginning. They had great chemistry. The skills were awesome. Finally, Dancing with the Stars has it down to like skillful, who is the best dancer. And it definitely went to the right.
Yeah, that's
people.
Who I voted for.
Did you?
Yeah.
First time a Bachelor, the main Bachelor person has won.
Or even made it to a finale.
That's
crazy.
Yeah, yes. the main cast member, he was the Bachelor.
Yeah.
First time they've ever had that happen, make it to the finale and then win the whole thing. I know 2 people that have mirror balls. Both of them take it very serious. Emmitt Smith was one of them, and then Bobby Bones, who actually changed Dancing with the Stars and how they do it, because it used to just be a popular.
Because he sucked so bad.
Yeah, yes. And he won it.
But he still won.
But he got all the votes. So now it's a mixture of fan voting and judges, and both of them said it's a ton of hard work,
right.
And both actually care. Emmett said that it's not the same as a Super Bowl trophy, but he keeps it in a trophy case, and he earned it. So
yeah,
it's right. A big deal.
A lot
it's
of work.
Hard freaking work.
Yeah.
And it's cool because the people that won last year, his name's Val, the pro, and his wife won this year. So he got to deliver the mirror ball to her, and that was a really cool moment.
And they have a little baby, too. So cute. Congratulations to Jenna and Joey for winning Dancing with the Stars this season. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Real talk. Is going to a fast food restaurant an appropriate place on a first date? 314-531-9898. If you're a significant other, go back if you're married and go, hey, this dude took me to McDonald's on our first date. Will we still be married? Would I have found the same charminess? And has anyone ever gone on a fast food first date? How did it go? Did you feel like the person was being a cheapskate? 314-531-9898. I think you guys are going to be shocked by this. A new survey said of single people, how they felt about fast food on a first date. 66% of women said they're down with it.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't hate all of this. I feel like there is
no
a difference, though, between fast food, like going to White Castle versus going to Qdoba. I feel like that's different. But
interesting. Number one answer where they would want to go to was Chick-fil-A. Number two was McDonald's.
Yeah, I would go to Chick-fil-A. I would go to
Qdoba. Guy goes, hey, let me go on a first date. You get all done up. You get all dressed up.
Well, I'm not getting all done up.
You're going on a first date. Do you guys know where you're going to go on the first date as a woman before you go? Is that decided?
I feel like the guy should initiate it.
Well, I'm just saying, they say like pick you up at 7 and then you go at 7 o'clock and he planned a first date. I don't know how it works.
I feel like there's a difference between going on a date and being like, okay, we just met. Let's maybe like hang out for a second to decide if it's worth going on a real date and like spending all this money. So like if we go to, you know, Qdoba and we're there for an hour and we're just getting to know each other, that's one thing. But if he's like, I want to take you out on a date, we're not going to McDonald's.
So so there's like a pre-date before the first date, you're kind of saying?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like going to a coffee shop is a pre-date, first date that's acceptable. Going to Chick-fil-A feels weird to me.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, only 51% of guys said they would do this and felt comfortable. So maybe guys are just feel like they have to be held to a higher standard, like we have to take the woman out.
You don't want to show that you're putting in no effort.
I feel like, yeah, Chick-fil-A is going to no effort.
Yeah. I kind of agree. I kind of
like
look at
Chick-fil-A.
I mean, and I don't have a problem with the restaurant
itself.
You
can like the restaurant.
I think it's one of those things where if, like, if this was just like the first part of the date, like you're going here to eat because you're going somewhere else after, there's another part of the date with this. It's not just this is the date.
Sometimes
this is how we
start you don't
want
to lock into a 3-hour dinner or food. Like sometimes you just want to do like a quick, like, is this even worth like hanging out with this person?
I mean, it is better than when Kevin went to the fancy restaurant and then couldn't pay.
Right.
That's true.
Remember that?
Kevin? I do that very well.
You went to a fancy restaurant, right?
Yeah.
First date, didn't have enough money.
It was $80. I didn't have $80 on me. I was young and unemployed. And I was like, okay, let's go to the ATM and see what I can get. And yeah, you know, it was bad. It was a bad experience.
I just feel like people are lying. Like if a guy took you on a first date, you would text all your friends and be like, guys, I'm at freaking McDonald's right now. This dude just ordered a Happy Meal. That's what you would text your friends. There's no way a guy picks you up and says, where are we going tonight? And he goes, McDonald's. And this is going on
a
date number two.
I feel like if I was interested enough, I'd be fine.
You wouldn't be interested enough after McDonald's.
Yes, I would.
No way. 314-531-9898 is a fast food restaurant an acceptable place to take someone on a first date? Be honest with us, ladies. Just hanging out with a bunch of liars right now on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah and AB agree with this new survey that said 66% of women said an acceptable place for a first date is a fast food restaurant like Chick-fil-A or McDonald's. No way. This guy is getting a second date if he takes you to Chick-fil-A and says, you get whatever you want. You get yourself a meal deal, girl. You'd be like, come on, man. No one's taking you serious, bro.
Chick-fil-A is expensive.
Everything's expensive nowadays. Right, I think that's one of the reasons they pulled a bunch of single people and they said it is more and more expensive. And they just, like what AB was kind of saying, was they just want to get to know people.
Mm-hmm. Before they drop like $100 at a fancy restaurant.
But I love, the reason I know that I'm right about this is you guys don't even want to call it a first date. AB's over here calling it like a pre-date. You don't even want to call it a first date because you know that if it's a date, it's lame to go to a fast food restaurant.
My sister has been dating her boyfriend for almost 2 years now, and their first date technically was a gas station hot dog.
Yeah, well,
so
bro,
sometimes it works.
Bro's got something going on that we don't know about. What about you, Nicole? Do you think that an acceptable place to go on a first date is a fast food restaurant?
Okay, so I think that if you're going for like breakfast or coffee or even maybe lunch, like Bread Co. maybe would be okay, or, you know, but definitely not for dinner. Or it's just, I mean, I think they call it like a meet and greet now before the first date, which is so cheesy.
Yeah, right. So would we consider this a first date? Like what is, so like if you're looking back on your relationship and you say, this is our first date. Would you consider it the meet and greet nowadays? If you're in a, like, what would you guys do?
No,
I don't call it the meet and greet. I think that's cheesy. I mean, I think it's so silly.
I feel like the meet and greet's the first date. Like we're just changing the name. And if you are going to consider it the first date, in your relationship, you can't go to a fast food place. If you're saying the meet and greet, I bet you never reference the meet and greet again then. When you're talking right. about your relationship, you're never going, oh, we had the gas station hot dog. You're going to say, no, we met and we went to whatever restaurant, some whatever fancy restaurant.
Right.
The meet and greet doesn't right. count then.
Right. Yeah. That's what I think.
Meet and greet is like real life Bumble, right? Like we're just seeing if we want to swipe left or right on you, if you're worthy of a McGriddle or not.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. As you get ready to sit down at your Thanksgiving dinner table, you're like, oh, did you hear about these stories that people are talking about on the internet? We'll cover everything in 2 minutes. Hannah will either tell me after hearing the headline, either keep it moving or tell me more. And we'll scroll through all these hot topics, like some fun facts about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, you know I love that.
All right, this year marks the 100th anniversary of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Whoa, big year.
You thought they would be hyping it up more, and maybe it's because they're waiting for the 100th parade. They actually took a couple of years off. 1942 to 1944, they didn't do it because of World War II.
Oh.
And so maybe that's why, but it actually started 100 years ago, so maybe they're just waiting for the 100th year, 100 parades. Before the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, you know what they did?
What?
Local children dressed up as beggars and asked adults in the street for pennies, candy, and apples.
Oh.
Then Macy's started their tradition. Maybe this is a better idea.
Oh, wow.
That's quite different.
Back 100 yeah. years ago, they're like, oh, get your kid dressed up as a beggar, see if we get some pennies and apples. The character that has appeared the most times in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, do you know who it is? Any guesses?
Mickey?
Snoopy.
Snoopy is right.
That makes more sense.
Snoopy has appeared 43 times.
That makes more sense.
The other thing to note is everyone, all the singers on the parade floats, not necessarily the performers. A lot of times those performers are actually recorded ahead of time. They all have to lip sync. Whether they want to or not, they said that the sound quality really? Isn't just doable when the floats are moving. So anyone you see performing on a float and it's moving.
Why'd you tell me that?
They're lip syncing. They have to.
I don't like that.
This year's parade begins at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 our time. It's going to be on Peacock and then NBC as well.
Oh.
All right. Movies at AMC theaters continuing to send warnings about Wicked. Do you want to know what they are if you're going to go see it this weekend?
I think we know the warnings already. Keep it moving.
No, it's not. It's about what you can and cannot wear.
Oh, I stand corrected, but I kept it moving.
So well, now these people are going to get kicked out of the theaters.
Yeah, no kidding.
They will never know.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we've been going around the room on the Brett Mega Show while we're commercial free every single day and saying who we think should host Thanksgiving dinner. By the way, since we've done this, all three of you have agreed on everything. Who should host except for me. I have been the one who's disagreed.
Yeah,
you're the one. Yeah. Yep.
All right, so let's see if we can see if everyone agrees again. This house has the big house. You guys always talk about whoever has the bigger house.
Size matters.
Yes, it does.
It does.
So I've heard. But no meat allowed. Vegan only.
What?
So big house, vegan only. No meat allowed at this Thanksgiving dinner. Other person lives in a smaller house, and their big idea is cannot bring in food. This person wants everyone to cook Thanksgiving dinner together. So you will bring your groceries, prepare your Thanksgiving dinner inside their smaller kitchen altogether, or you have to choose the house, the vegan house, that is large and nice.
I'm going for the vegan house. I barely eat the meat anyway. I'm good with just the starches and the sides and being comfortable in a bigger house.
All right.
I got to go with the food. I'm sorry.
You got to have meat?
I got to go to tiny house. Tiny house makes sense because first off, you're telling me at the larger house, you're all welcome, but you have to eat what we eat. And I don't like that.
Oh, so like the vegan house, you don't like when vegan house tells you what you eat?
Yeah, it becomes not inviting. You're right. Where even though it's a little house and you're going to be cramped, you're going to all get to eat what you want to eat. You're going to all get to be a part of it.
Very old school barbaric.
Yes.
You know, you cook, you get to hunt and cook, whatever, but you got to make it yourself.
I would rather just be told what to eat. I don't want to put in any of the work.
Yeah, I'm that not is, cooking.
That is taking the fun out of it for me. I do not like cooking. When I cook, I end up not being hungry by the time I'm done.
I would just get something microwavable. I don't want to eat this vegan thing. I don't know
so
what
you
I
would
mean.
Bring something else.
I would bring no. Yeah, like they said we were to cook together. Like we'll prepare it. Like
no.
My thing is all microwavable. Like when you, I'll just stand in the kitchen, drink my beer, and then be like, okay, the microwave's open.
Awesome.
I'm in.
Right.
And then I'm good. But then I get meat. I don't think I can do a V. I don't. I'm too much of a picky eater.
Have you ever had a tofu turkey?
That sounds terrible. Yes. I would not want it.
No, but you could have mashed potatoes. That's all that matters.
I don't know, man. Mm. I think I'd rather go to the house and let the person host who said we can eat meat.
Yeah.
Meat for the win.
Yes.
I love that. It's interesting. The guys said we got to have meat. They have to host. The women were like, you just cook for me and
yeah,
I'll eat anything.
Do it for me. I don't want to.
Guys, Pick Your Present is back with Y98. This is one of the coolest things we do here on Y98 is we do Pick Your Present, which is basically match game. It's going to begin Monday. We're going to do it three times a day, 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20. And here's how the game works. You pick a present, we open up the present. You pick another present, we open it up. If those two items match from West County Center, you get to keep those presents. And they are loaded up with some cool presents.
Mm-hmm. They are good this year. They have the Dancing with the Stars live. They have Bath and Body Works gift cards, Lululemon gift cards, AirPods, diamond earrings, diamond bracelets.
There's a Lululemon gift pack, the Apple gift pack. And if you have kids or if you have Kevin, the Legos.
Yeah, there's a 3-set Lego pack that I'm eyeing over there. But, you know, there's also Cardinals tickets. There's a lot of combo packs.
Blues tickets.
Yeah, concert tickets. It's really, really cool and awesome. And do not forget to download your game piece. You just go to Y98.com, go to the contest page, and then you've got your game piece to play along. So when we play at 7:20, 8:20, and 9:20, you're following along, and that way you get your match.
Yeah, you get information. So even if someone misses at 7:20, you don't get to play. It's important to listen because then you know what's behind that present. And then it's just like boom, boom, boom. I know exactly what present I'm picking. Mm-hmm. And then you can score all this stuff. It's the best Christmas gifts, tons of cool prizes. It all starts on Monday. Pick Your Present is back with Y98. 7:20 this time, 8:20, and 9:20 for your chance to get hooked up. Thanks to West County Center. Happy Thanksgiving week. We wrote thank you letters to people that are important in our lives, but we could have written one to you, too. We are really appreciative of the people that spend every single day with us, especially when you hang out with us commercial-free and things like that. It means a lot to us, so happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. This is like the perfect time for the holidays and going to see the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey. Can't believe Mariah Carey is going to be here right around the holidays at the Enterprise Center on November 29th.
That's tomorrow night.
Oh my God, it's tomorrow.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
I know.
Right around the holidays.
Oh, two more
right
days,
now.
Not tomorrow night. Today's the 27th, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're right. It's the Friday night.
It's the Friday night.
I thought we were. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, okay. But I threw me
off.
I was already gone
for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, fair enough. I was like, but still, like, wow. Oh, my God. Yeah. She's going to be here Friday, November 29th. Noel is the keyword you have to text in to 20357 to get Mariah Carey tickets for Friday night. Noel Noel to 20357. Just enter that in to your phone, text it, get a chance to win some Mariah Carey tickets. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
There's been some major tea surrounding the new Wicked movie. I'll explain it all at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
So there's been various articles and TikToks circulating all over the internet about what everyone got paid for the new Wicked movie. People were really upset because rumor had it, Ariana Grande was making $15 million while Irvia was only making $1 million.
Cynthia, so that's Irvia.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's
so
a
that,
huge discrepancy.
I cannot believe that. $15 million difference, basically, 15 times more. The rumor was so big, even the news outlets were going in on it. Well, a Universal spokesperson came out and cleared the air that they both were paid the same salary for
good
their work
oh,
on
wow.
Wicked. I don't think this is true at all.
What do you mean?
You don't think they were paid the same?
You don't agree?
The exact same salary? No.
Well, I think it was true that they were. My hot take is that they're not lying about it, but my hot take is I wouldn't have an issue with Ariana Grande making more money on this
movie.
She's
more of a well-known star, I understand.
She's a
but
bigger star.
But it is
star.
Interesting yeah. when they put their names in to get nominated for Oscars and whatever, Ariana is listed as a supporting actress. she is not the main. So that would be a little weird. Yes, she's more famous, but that is still a little off.
That the supporting actress, but that happens all the time in movies.
It does.
If you're a name, you have an agent who's negotiated certain things. The only reason I would have any issue with them, Ariana Grande not getting paid more, is because Ariana Grande hasn't done a lot of movies.
Yeah.
But she's still an actress at one point. She is not like her first acting role ever. And she's a bigger draw. So I like when there's rumor, like a 15-1 difference is crazy.
That's too big.
But like when people are like, oh my God, they should be paid the same. Like, should they? Because they're not the same draw. Like, everyone knows Ariana Grande is in Wicked. Does everyone know who Cynthia Erivo?
I don't even know. Like,
if you are,
but that's
she's,
not the,
she's a Tony winner.
Yeah, that's what she's from. That's cool.
She was in Harriet Tubman, starred in that film. She's got
I still don't believe they were paid the same. Like, Ariana has to be paid more.
I think they wouldn't be able to lie about it. I mean, people would be able to dig it up if they came out publicly.
Right.
And then the studio would get trashed.
It says, reports of pay disparity between Cynthia and Ariana are completely false and based on the internet fodder. The women received equal pay for their work on Wicked.
Yeah, I believe that they did. I don't honestly think they should have.
Yeah, like, I get what you're saying.
I haven't seen Wicked, but I heard Ariana crushed in it. She's a bigger name. She was a bigger draw. I'm totally okay with Ariana Grande making more money. Like, she's just paid her dues and negotiated more, right? Like, I don't know. To me, I hate Ariana Grande, let's be honest.
Same.
But she is the bigger name. But it looks like they got paid the same.
Yep, this has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Wow. You say.
What the beep did we say? Every single Friday on the show, we look back at the week and we go, hey, what the beep did we say? And today's kind of our Friday. Today, we're taking Thursday and Friday off for Thanksgiving. We hope you have Thanksgiving Day off as well and Friday off as well to go shopping and do all that kind of fun stuff. We appreciate you guys. So let's take a look back at something we said on this show. See if you can figure out what's behind the beep. But some is always good. I like a little in the mouth. What do I like a little in the mouth?
That was said today.
That was said today. What'd you say?
Terrified of the answer. I honestly can't even remember
You
anymore.
Can't remember what I like in my mouth?
No, I have no brain today.
And why did Hannah say, when I say I like something in my mouth, Hannah go,
Yeah, I don't know why I did that. Yeah,
that way it was even creepier. Yeah. What the beep?
Wow. You say.
Do you know what I said? We'll reveal what I said at 8:48. And we'll say,
Wow. You say.
What the beep did we say? It's only been 3 days and we said some beeping crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we take a look back on the week at the end of it and hopefully have Thursday and Friday off for Thanksgiving. We appreciate you listening to the Brad Maga Show. Hopefully have a couple of days off. So we just look back today. Our Wednesday is our Friday and Kevin beeps out something we actually said on the show. And this is something we said today about what I like in my mouth. But some is always good. I like a little in the mouth.
Do you remember? We all...
Do we? But some mush is always good. I like a little mush in the mouth. You guys like a little mush in the mouth?
Mush in the mouth.
Mush
is good every now and then.
We're talking about pumpkin pie, by the way.
Yeah.
Just so everyone knows.
Wow. You say.
It just got canceled somehow.
Clean that up before HR gets a hold of it.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.